We've thought a lot about the issue of obedience in this space. Recall that a year and a half ago or so, we took Marx to task for not delving more deeply into it. And then Proudhon was brought to our attention by Kropotkin. And Proudhon provided the authentic explanation needed for us to escape the trap power has, until now, successfully baited and ensnared us in, that being leadership. So, to the point we've been trying to get to, which even I can see must be developed in an education part 4 next week, in which we finally have that fuller discussion of one song in the context of our confluence of our triumvirate of love, the word hearken. We began the show and this series on beginning to see an education premised on freedom by, in a sense, asking a version of the Socrates dilemma question, addressing the challenge of healing. How can we listen to our bodies when the system is set up to ensure that we cannot listen to our bodies? How does one not have fear for oneself or for loved ones when we are beset by the created problems of resource shortages and material and spiritual scarcity?
Just can't explain. What are these new inspirations that I can get out my brain? How am I gonna sleep with this feeling rushing on through my veins? Get up, come on, let's do something. Don't you wanna go get saved? Calling you to act, act upon every urge. You can't get no satisfaction if you ain't got the courage. I don't know.
If we ask ourselves what this fear boils down to, wouldn't we all see at the bottom of the pot the fear that there's no love, that no one cares about us? Isn't fear in a class system really about isolation? About being shown in myriad ways that we're on our own. A message completely at odds with what we know when we arrive, that abundance is our birthright. But we've been trained to see otherwise. And then Prince arrives and announces that he has found a funeral. And gently tries to point out to us, people, you're all dead. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life. It means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else, the afterworld. You can always see the sun, day or night. What stood out for me in the story of Noah is that he had no fear. He seemed to do what he wanted to do, i.e., what his body wanted to do, but not before he deeply listened to it, which is listening deeply to the source. So perhaps the most helpful way to frame our question is, how do we deeply listen? Not to people telling us what the source is, but to the source directly.
Get up, come on, let's do something. Get up, come on, let's do something. Get up, come on, let's do something.